As I was saying, I'm inspired tonight to share God's word on a specific verse that I was pointed to by my dear brother, Jeffrey Moore. And so it's a verse that you're all very familiar with, but we're going to look at part of the verse specifically. So I dedicate tonight's sharing to Jeffrey Moore and his wonderful life. The theme verse is up on the screen for those of you who cannot see it. I'll read it to you. And it's Hebrews 13:5, which reads, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." And that's what I wanted to concentrate on specifically, that part of the verse. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So, as I was saying, this is a what I would call a very special sharing. And I'm going to get through as much of it as I can. I will be sharing this again at a later date. But it's a verse, like I said, we all read, and I just read it to you. But the part that sometimes we just take it for its face value is, I will never leave you nor forsake thee. We know what that means, but we're going to get into it a little bit more so and see what God is telling each and every individual who believes his words. Man can tell you those same words, but you know what? Sometimes you're going to be sitting there, your candles are going to be way down, you're going to be finished drinking whatever it is, and there's a no-show. Not with God. Not with God. So, we know that life is fragile, and so therefore the title of tonight's teaching is Life is Fragile, But With God It's Strengthened. With God It's Strengthened. We know that life is fragile in many ways, in different areas of our life. We've all been down some of these roads, such as mentally. Life is fragile mentally, where people can even resort to medications in such a way because they're stressed out and they just can't handle it, so they resort to medications. What about emotionally? Life is fragile when it comes to emotions too, where people receive psychiatric care. That bad, okay? That's the best they know. Now, let's look at God's care concerning that. And for this, I would ask that you go to Psalms 147:3. The book of Psalms, chapter 147 and verse 3. This is God speaking. And we need to really lock into these words. It says, he healeth the broken in heart. And I just told you, emotionally, life can be fragile. But God says right here, he heals the brokenhearted and bindeth up their wounds. So right there is a declaration from our Heavenly Father that we need not trust on whatever man would tell us for the situation. God not only mends our physical wounds, but he also does that with our inner wounds of our hearts. We all have been wounded in our hearts at one time or another. I know I have. And at the time, I didn't know God, so I was left in the wind. People had good intentions and stuff, but the words were very shallow. Go to Proverbs, show you something, in chapter 4, verse 20, starting in verse 20, Proverbs 4:20. Proverbs 4:20 starts by saying, my son, attend to my words. Well, what does that mean? It doesn't mean with one eye open and one ear open. It means attend to the very words God is about to say. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. He's telling you again, twice. Let them not depart from thy eye. Keep them in the midst of thy what?
Heart.
And verse 22, for they are life unto those that find them. If you don't look, you ain't finding them. But if you look, you'll find them. And heal health to all their flesh. Whatever state you're in, God is the great healer. And that's why we pray for his health, for his help. There's also frailty when it comes to financial decisions. How many have been there? Boom. Instead of using money with the wisdom, without using wisdom that God gave us, people let money control them, and that's not good. We've seen it. People go bankrupt or they make wrong decisions without asking God first. Look at Matthew 6:31. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 31. This is Jesus speaking. Therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. In verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That should build up your confidence and trust, knowing that God is a long way ahead of you, a long way ahead of you. And of course, we also have a physical frailty, a physical frailty. And for this one, we definitely pray for people in their lives. I'm not going to get into the details of my mishap, but there's a lot of believers that came to my bedside and prayed and prayed and prayed where the outlook on the surface did not look good. But I say, ta-da, here I am. Here I am. Okay? So prayer is powerful, and we do have physical fragility. Now, look at 1 Timothy 4:8, please. 'These are all direct from God, his wisdom that he wants us to understand. Because, like it says, he will never leave us nor forsake us. Verse 8 says, for bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. Grab onto those words. So, you can go out there and do all your exercise and run and diets and what have you. That's fine if it makes you feel better. But it's more than that. It's a spiritual health that we all want. It's a spiritual deliverance that we all want. Run the race with God. Run the race with God. Because he's there with you. And he wants to help you and get your mind off what the world wants you to do. Because all that is temporary. Okay? But God's way is for all your life. And then, more importantly, I want you to look at this verse. I want to read this out of the NLT, and it's in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. Isaiah 53, 5. This is speaking of our Lord and Savior, and it was a big deal what he went through, what he endured, as I like to say. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Now listen to the NLT. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so that we could be healed. We'll never have to experience that. But just words alone that are trying to convey what happened should be enough to cause you to think and be thankful for God and his deliverance in that situation. So you see, there are different types of a person being fragile in this life. More. But We thank God Almighty for giving you and I the strength we need in life's fragile moments at, of course, the right time. Amen?
Amen.
We're going to see these promises from our Heavenly Father, as I said, concerning this, and specifically the latter part of Hebrews 13:5. The verse of Scripture that I'm concentrating on is 5b, or the second part of verse 5. And this verse has been applied and used in different ways and situations in life, some wrong, some right. But I would like to specifically focus on this second part of the verse, which again says, "For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." But you know what? Let me read this out of the Amplified. It really hits you, okay? The Amplified, it says, "For he, God, himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor let you down, or relax my hold on you. Assuredly not." That's amplifying what God is saying, but that's what he's saying to us. See? And when I read that, I said, whoa, okay, I think I got it now. With these words, we should be encouraged and confident, knowing who we are in God's family. One of the most endearing parts of God's character is his faithfulness. Amen? Is God's faithfulness, okay? His enduring love for us. It doesn't get weaker over time or lessen. It's the same powerful love that he gives each and every one of you and myself. God, as he says, will stand with us both now and for all eternity. He will always be there. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. Man does. With good intentions, man does, but not God. So that's where we can have the peace of God in our hearts. That's one of the layers of that peace. Let's look at the Greek words, or let me show you the Greek words for leave and forsake. The Greek word for leave is anemai. I won't spell it. You probably won't remember it, but I'm going to say it. It's anemai, meaning to send back, let go, relax, loosen, give up, or desist from. Okay? The Greek word for forsake is egakatapeo. It means to leave behind, to abandon, or to desert. God doesn't do any of those, but that's what those words mean. Okay? God Almighty is saying that he will never do any of these things. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord. When we think we've got it figured out in life, and we're looking at, with our five senses, the things in front of us, life is spiritual. God is behind the solutions to whatever it is you're going through, the frailty in our lives. And this is what we need to shake our head and focus, truly focus on. Now, how should we respond to Hebrews 13:5b? How should we respond? Interesting question, okay? Well, here are three ways to practice, and I wrote these down for us. The first one is respond with confidence. When man says, I'll never leave you, I'll be there, I won't leave you hanging, yeah, you can be a little confident, I guess, but it won't surprise you if he fails or he falls through, right? So we respond with confidence. You should be confident that God will finish the work he started with you, with his faithfulness again. With God's faithfulness. Look at Philippians 1:6. And in Philippians 1:6, it says, "And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns." That's when it'll be done, because, okay, now, here's eternal life. That life you had before, it's behind you. But I've never left you, and I never will. You can be confident that God will help you make it to the very end of your lives. whether it's our physical life here on earth, or like he just said, when Jesus Christ returns, he'll help you make it to the end. Look at Jude. That's the book right before Revelation. Jude, chapter 1, verse 24. There's only one chapter there. In Jude 1:24, it reads like this. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, all with exceeding joy. God never wants it to be a pity party. He doesn't want it to be that you have your head down and you're crying. It's all done for the joy we have knowing these promises, knowing how God will never leave us nor forsake us. We matter to God. And as a matter of fact, God definitely should matter to you and I, right? So, we rely with confidence on God's strength and his faithfulness. Okay, number two, responding to Hebrews 13:5, respond with thankfulness. How many of you thank God? I'm sure we all do. And I hope it's more than once a day, once a week, once a month. It's a humble thing to do, and God honors that thankfulness. For this, let's go to Psalms 103, verse 2. Psalms chapter 103 and verse 2. Short and sweet verse. Bless the Lord, O my soul. That's you, each and every one of us. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all his what?
Benefits.
Where I work for the Postal Service, we have some pretty good benefits. And that's why a lot of people stay there to much, much past retirement age, but they do because they enjoy the benefits. But you know what? There's a lot of catches or conditions tied to those benefits, but not with God. God's benefits are solid as a rock, and you absolutely have them. You absolutely have them, and he wants you to have them and enjoy them with that joy. And now, here are, speaking of benefits, seven benefits to be thankful for. We just said respond with thankfulness. When you are afraid, God will never leave you nor forsake you. When you feel alone, God will never leave you nor forsake you. When you face trials and hardships, God will never leave you nor forsake you. When you lose loved ones, God will never leave you nor forsake you. When things go well, God will never leave you nor forsake you. When everyone deserts you, God will never leave you nor forsake you. When you take your final breath, God will never leave you nor forsake you. Number three, respond with worship. The confidence in God's promises and the thankfulness from remembering God's benefits should lead you and I to one place, worship. Worship the Father. That's what he wants. Worship with love, knowing these promises, knowing how he takes care of us, knowing how he'll never leave us nor forsake us. God's promise to never leave us or forsake us, forsakes us, gives us, in a fragile life, a life to be strengthened and built up in. It doesn't matter how strong you are, or if you push the macho button, it doesn't matter. You still have a frail life, but God never leaves you nor forsakes you. All of this that we've looked at is born from his love, God's love. It's born out of his love for you. You may not feel like you deserve love, and I'm not talking about from a human. I'm talking from God Almighty, but he doesn't see your faults. He sees the perfect you because he's looking at the spirit in you, and he didn't go out on a limb when our Lord and Savior endured what he did and was crucified. He knew exactly what he was doing. He knew that He wasn't going to leave us nor forsake us, especially after letting that happen. God allowed that to happen. And Jesus Christ faced that with joy in his heart. How? I don't know. But that's what he did. And it's all because he was following God's perfect plan to not never leave us nor forsake us. That's got to be up there one of the top five things that you could ever read out of God's word, that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. There are others, but that's got to be way at the top. It really does. So, in conclusion, we know that life can be fragile, but at the same time, our Abba Father is with us, for he will never leave us nor forsake us. And now I want you to listen to this song, and I tell you, God knows my heart when I want to share his word. And as far as the music end of it, he's still on board. So this song is called, I'll Never Leave You Nor Forsake You. Enjoy.
As high as the mountain, so great is my love for you. As endless and deep as the heavens is the strength of my love for you. I'll never leave or forsake you. Your name is written on my heart. Your days are held within my hand, for I have set your life apart, and I will tell you once again. I'll never leave or forsake you. I'll never leave or forsake you. I'll never leave or forsake you. More than the sands of the desert is the sum of my thoughts of you. As constant as evening and morning, ever faithful my love for you. I'll never leave or forsake you. Your name is written on my heart. Your days are held within my hand. For I have set your life apart, and I will tell you once again. I'll never leave or forsake you. I'll never leave or forsake you. I'll never leave or forsake you.
Those of you who couldn't see the graphics, the lyrics were not there, but it was easy to understand what he was singing about. And it was just one picture of a father throwing his child up. Do you think when that father does that, he's going to be, see you later, boom, walk away? That child's going to be having some hurt But his father is saying, I'll never leave nor forsake you. Never leave meaning he's not going to physically leave after he threw his child up in the air. And he's not going to forsake him. He's going to make sure when he catches them, he catches them. And this is a human being. God Almighty, more than all that. When you think that, oh man, what am I going to do now? How about saying, Father, I need your help. I need your help in this particular situation. And when you do that, have that heart of expectancy, because God's assurance never fails or forsakes us, right? So I trust that that gives you a deeper insight to this verse, especially that second part. And it's got to be one of the top things God could ever tell any of his children. Don't worry, I'm not going anywhere, and I'm not going to forsake you. And I read to you what it meant in the Greek. So, Heavenly Father, I just thank you. Thank you and praise you for how you're with us in this fragile life that we live. Not that we need to run around being scared, no. We run around with the confidence. We run around with thankfulness. We run around praising you, Father, in our everyday lives. And I just pray for each person here, no matter what it is that's going on in their life, that they need you for, Father, that you reassure them that you've always been there. And so I just thank you for the word you give us, the commitment you give us, and the faithful God that you are, all in Jesus' name. And we all say,
Amen.
That's fellowship.